Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 21st. Happy One Take Wednesday. I'm reading in the English Standard Version, but before we do today's daily scriptures, let's do our memory verse. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Our first reading is Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 46. Jesus prays on the Mount of Olives. "And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt and prayed, saying, 'Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping in sorrow. And he said to them, 'Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray, that you may not enter into temptation.'" As I read this passage, it just struck me that Jesus isn't like conquering in triumphalism here. He is in bitter anguish, praying, knowing that he is going to bear all the sins of the world on the cross, and it is the most heavy burden anyone could bear. I do love that God sent from heaven angels who strengthened him, and that's just a really good thought for anyone who is going through a trial that is unimaginable. I pray today that if that is you, that angels from heaven would strengthen you as well, and that you would have the resolve to remember that God never leaves you nor forsakes you, and he is with you even in the midst of deep anguish and suffering. Our second passage is Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 32. "And the soldiers led him away inside the palace," that is, the governor's headquarters, "and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak and twisted together a crown of thorns, and they put it on him. And they began to salute him, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him, and the inscription of the charge against him read, 'The King of the Jews.' And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, 'Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from that cross.' So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, 'He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from that cross, that we may see and believe. Those who were crucified with him also reviled him." Goodness, that was a difficult passage to read as the different people mocked Jesus who went to the cross. Simon of Cyrene is a picture of discipleship for us, someone who is compelled to also carry the cross. We're called as disciples to enter into Christ's suffering, not as punishment, but in this way of redemption and of love for others. We're called to enter into their suffering and to find a way by the power of the Holy Spirit to trust and to persevere, just as Jesus did. He could have taken himself down off of that cross as the people were jeering him, yet Jesus stays the course because of his love for us. The song on Sunday during the distribution of the elements was powerful in the traditional worship service. It was called "And Can It Be?" And one line has just stuck with me. It says, "You left your Father's throne above, so free and infinite your grace, emptied yourself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race." We thank you, Lord, for emptying yourself of all but love. Our final reading is Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30. "No wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. That proverb reminds us that God is sovereign. Nothing can prevail against him, and his plans will prevail. And we're so grateful that his redemptive plan in Jesus Christ, for Christ to take on our sin, and then 3 days later, after he was dead and in the grave, he was raised to life and triumphant over death. To end the podcast, I want to pray a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer, and then I'm going to try to play for you the music and "Can It Be" from Sunday's worship. I hope you have a great day. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. You.